And a lot of artists go to a certain platform, don't they, to announce new music. Twitter, I'm talking about. It has been taken over. We're hearing this morning the world's richest man, Elon Musk, has completed his £38 billion takeover of the social media giant. A number of senior executives, including the chief executive, are understood to have been sacked. They were escorted out of the company's building in San Francisco. Earlier this morning, Elon Musk tweeted to say, "The bird is freed." Joining me now, let's talk to Fevzi Turkulp, editor of GadgetDetective.com. Hello, Fevzi.
Good morning.
What do you make of all of this? The biggest takeover. Well, gosh, you know, this is huge, isn't it?
I know. I'm going to stop watching soap operas. I'll just follow Elon Musk from now on.
Nuts.
I mean, it is huge. Well, it's kind of on again, off again. Bid $44 billion back in April. Changed his mind. Got sued by Twitter for changing his mind. Decided that he might lose the court case and better go ahead and buy it. And then sack the people that sued him that made him buy the thing.
My God. So- What a way to say I have arrived by just sacking even the chief executive, you know, escorted out of the building. What did you make of his tweet, Fevzi? The bird is freed.
Well, you know, I mean, it's probably true to say that Twitter hasn't innovated in quite the way that it could have done over the years. And, you know, it does have 200 million users. So that they've done well. But, you know, with everyone else moving towards metaverse and all of this, Twitter was in danger of being left behind. And now it looks like Elon Musk is going to use it as a platform to compete against the likes of Facebook and Snapchat and create his own everything app. He calls it X. He's apparently registered the website X.com, just the letter X.com. And says he's planning to build a super app, an everything app, which is, think of it as a combination of Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube and PayPal combined. So everything that you'd ever want to do on the internet in one app.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the one that owns it. So it's a bit like owning the world that we're going to live in the future, because we're going to live more in these virtual worlds, coming out maybe only for air occasionally. And they're going to be proprietary. So take your pick. Would you rather it be owned by Meta or by Elon Musk? I don't know.
It's a strange alternative universe, I guess. And, you know, this is a guy who's got a lot of money. What specific changes do you think he will make to that app?
Well, I think he's primarily interested in the number of users that it has, because he said himself that if he were to start from scratch, to build up his new super app, it would maybe take him an extra 3 to 5 years than if he builds upon what the user base that Twitter has. So I think the number of followers that he has is important. I think they'll try and be more innovative without the features. I mean, you know, Twitter has been messing around for years with whether or not it's going to allow us to edit our tweets when we realise we've made a mistake seconds after we've centred it. And then they've made it available, but only for paying customers. I think one of the things is that he will find new ways to get money out of that existing user base. He'll monetize it a lot better.
Yeah.
Better from his point of view, I should say. because, you know, in a sense, you know, Twitter is unique. And yes, there's other social media, but if you've invested a lot of time and you've built up a following on Twitter, then you know, you can't just pick that up and go somewhere else easily. Yeah. And therefore, he can charge you for it, and I think he will. He'll start to claw back the $44 billion that he spent.
My gosh. Well, you know, you mentioned earlier on, Fevzi, you know, the fact that he backed out of buying Twitter. Why do you think he's gone through with it now?
Course, it's difficult to know. Wiser minds than mine say that he was probably going to lose that court case and either be forced to buy it or forced to compensate. Mm. The compensation clause was $1 billion on its own. I suspect that he when he pulled out, I don't think he really knew whether he was going to end up buying it more cheaply or just walk away from the deal, because when you're negotiating, you have to be willing to walk away. Mm. Twitter disabled him from walking away from the deal, or at least without it costing him quite a bit of money. And therefore, he you know, refinanced, found the way to pay for it. Because one of the reasons, I believe, why he pulled out in the first place also was that Tesla, he was going to pay for it with Tesla shares. He owns Tesla, or was majority shareholder of Tesla. And the value of Tesla shares tanked suddenly, and therefore Twitter became a lot more expensive. It was going to cost him a lot more shares in Tesla to buy that. So we will see. I mean, but I do think he's a good businessman, obviously. But I also think that, you know, the way that he marched those executives out, I think it's felt visceral to me. It felt personal. And I think that there's some of that going on. The people who sued him to force him to buy it, he then bought it and sacked them immediately.
My gosh. It is, like you say, like something on a soap drama. It's crazy. How powerful, Fevzi, does this make Elon Musk now?
Yeah. See, Elon Musk famously doesn't advertise. He does PR. And, of course, he's had a lot of PR since April over on again, off again. I mean, he's probably going to become the highest profile individual on the planet. I think he will have, you know, he will be, I don't like to use the word popular, but he will stand out to more people than the President of the United States or any other single individual, than a pop star, you know, and that's it. He's already built this brand, the Musk brand, this sort of maverick, space rockets drilling underground with these hyperloop super duper quick modes of transport, and you know, and electric cars, and saving the planet. I mean, all he needs is a big S on his chest. You
know? It's just such an extraordinary turn of events, isn't it, that we're seeing this morning, and the developments keep coming. Fevzi, it's really good to talk to you about this. Fevzi Turkov there, editor of GadgetDetective.com. Twitter taken over by Elon Musk. Just incredible. £38 billion, and he's gone in there, and the people that we're going to see, he's marched them out. They've gone. The chief exec gone. What's about to happen? It's great to hear from Fevzi to kind of get an insight into that.